Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third, the right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bruce Edwards. Batting seventh, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball four. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanky. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Stanky steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanky moves to third. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Edwards juggles the ball. That's an error on Edwards. Stanky scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Mueller trying to get to second. Hermansky throws the ball into Smalley, who tags Mueller for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into center field. Baumholtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baumholtz. Irvin moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baumholtz scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Ray Noble now catching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mixa scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Edwards fields the ball and throws to rush covering. Safe. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mixis hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumholtz is hit by the pitch. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0-for-1 in the game. Noble strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hearn. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mixis applying the tag. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 1 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burgess moves to third. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixis. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Irvin moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Irvin scores. Lockman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 0 for 2 in the game. Noble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Noble reaches second base with a double. Lockman scores. Mays moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hearn hits a line drive towards the mound. Rush catches it and throws to third to double up Mays. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baumholtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush juggles the ball. That's an error on Rush. Stanky moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller bunts towards first. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first, with Mixes covering, for the out. Stanky moves to third. Dark moves to second. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Stanky scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Dark moves to third. Irvin moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lockman is walked intentionally. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dark scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Burgess hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards short. Dark catches it and throws to second to double up Edwards. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Noble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hearn is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-0 in the game. With 4 walks, Stanky strikes out. 2 outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noble moves to second. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermanski, who is chasing the ball. Mueller reaches third base with a triple. Hermanski throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Mueller trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Noble scores. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors pinch hits for Bob Rush. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mixes bunts towards the mound. Hearn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermanski hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin is called out on strikes. 1 out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Giants. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Burgess moves to second. George Spencer now pitching. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mixas hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.